Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Been off for 2 weeks. Welcome back to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I am your host. I am Space Mountain, also known as Space Sinatra, also known as Mountain Luther the King Jr., also known as Everest Armstrong.
And I am at Novocaine 007. My music should be playing right now.
Oh, my bad.
At Novocaine 007, Nova Scotia, Villanova, Nova Einstein, all that good stuff. Going down. We've been off for a minute, but we're going to get it in today.
Yeah. That's the plan. Let's knock out this show business, though, first. Hey, go check out the Facebook page, Somewhere in Outer Space podcast on Facebook. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. All that bullshit. Also, email the show if you got comments, concerns, you just want to interact. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at SPCMTN, Space Mountain abbreviated. Novocaine is at Novocaine 007, and that the cane is spelled C-A-I-N.
Yes.
Not like Candy Cane.
Yes.
But like Cain and Abel.
Exactly.
He's not his brother's keeper, apparently. Also, you can go to our blog. I wrote a blog like a week and a half ago that got some decent traffic about the logic of love. I'm tongue twisted. I've been talking all damn day. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review if you can, if you want to. We would much appreciate it. You know, we might even, you know, shout you out if you do it. Probably not, but, you know, it's always that chance. You might shout you out. So, knocked out all the show business. So, what's going on in the world? What's up?
So, for starters, we're going to touch on this Trayvon Martin incident.
Even though, you know, this is a hip-hop podcast where we touch on sports, this has been on my Facebook timeline entirely too much. If I see one more motherfucker with a hoodie on,
I'm supporting the movement, man. I was supporting and didn't even know I supported the movement.
That's because you wear other hoodies every day. So I wear hoodies every day.
I was supporting the movement. But yeah, so what do you think about it?
What happened is very tragic, but I think the response to what has happened as far as people quote unquote showing their concerns on the matter is a bit more tragic. Like, you have people out here who are in one breath condemning this man Zimmerman. In no way, shape, or form do I think his actions are forgivable. I think he should go to jail forever, be executed, all that stuff. Because you don't
stoned.
Shoot. Yeah, maybe stone. Yeah, we can take it back to the biblical days and stone his ass. So all that stuff, all these type of things just need to happen to him, because you don't do something like that. You don't go shoot a kid because you think he looks strange or something.
But you the neighborhood watch. When did that and you're like self-appointed.
And he in Florida, so you know that what that mean. Rosé! It's what the lick read. Hanging out with Rick Ross.
Like you're the neighborhood watch, man. How do you do all this and use a gun and have the authority to shoot somebody?
Selling dope straight
up. I thought you were supposed
iPhone.
to
call the police. I thought that's what y'all do. That's what the sign say.
Straight off the iPhone.
In the neighborhood. It says neighborhood watch.
Straight 8 ball.
We call the police. Not do all this. What were you saying about that?
But the response to it. In the same breath, you got people condemning him. He just was racist. And that was just racist thoughts. You had those same people on Twitter, on Facebook, in life. Talking about, yeah, and that cracker ass cracker ain't shit. Like, you're condemning him for his one moment of poor judgment and ignorance and calling. Yeah. But when in that moment in which you're judging him, you're doing the exact same thing he was doing. You're taking that one shining moment where he did something very ignorant, stereotypical, and a bit racist.
Yeah.
And he racially profiled a young man wearing a hoodie, black looking suspicious. Whether the kid was suspicious or not, he, in his mind, that's what he thought. He had a lapse in judgment and it led to this kid dying. It's tragic. He should go to jail and pay for all his sins and all that shit and go maybe get molested and have a boyfriend named Bubba and everything. But if your response to that is that he's racist and he's fucking head of the Florida Ku Klux Klan and any other ratchet stuff that they saying, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not only are you been you using stereotypes, you're being hypocritical. You saying he shouldn't have done what he did and then turning around and doing exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And I guess I was on Facebook a few minutes ago, one of my friends put on Facebook, I guess Geraldo.
Yeah.
Talked about like any black and Hispanic kid that wear rocks a hoodie is gonna look naturally suspicious. What do you think about that?
That's a stereotype in itself. I mean, I don't really know.
Do you think it's a true statement?
I guess so. It depends also where you're at too. Like if you're in the
south, like let's say you go outside, walk into the parking lot at night from the job, 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's dark outside, and you see some. You, where we work at, you see some black dude hood up walking through the parking lot. What you gonna do? You just like, hey, what's going on, sir? You gonna be suspicious?
I'm wouldn't and, be prompt to speak to him, but like,
I'm not saying you gonna follow him with a gun. Yeah, but I'm not gonna do all that. Would you prejudge him based off of the way he looks?
I wouldn't because I do it. Like I wear hoodies, so
you just be like, all right, cool.
But I can see
you're not gonna be leery.
I can see why someone would be like. Walking around in a hoodie, like if I'm in the suburbs, I got a hoodie on it, and somebody has those types of thoughts, I can understand. Like I do look kind of suspicious.
Like so, I can well, so in that, that, like when I read that, I was like, I put on Facebook, like I ain't saying, you know, I ain't agreeing with everything he's saying, but niggas do look suspicious in hoodies. I know when I see a nigga when I'm pulling up to my apartment complex. And I'm parking my car. If I see a nigga walking through the parking garage that I don't normally see getting out of a car at this time of day, and he got a hoodie on and his pants sagging, I'm hitting that alarm twice, dog, locking my car.
Yeah, I can see that. Like that. Or
the same. So we have women defending this, and they'll be the same women that see me get on the elevator and clutch their purse.
Yeah.
So you're doing the same, like you're not taking it to the extreme and shooting me because you feel threatened, but you feel threatening and you're prejudging me based off of that, which is fine because like, yeah, 9 times out of 10, you're probably wrong. I ain't going to rob you, but that one time is all it takes for you to be right. Cause let's change this scenario. Let's say the dude did everything the same, but Trayvon had a gun and a crowbar. He was about to go break into some houses and shoot
probably
some
be a hero.
He's a hero then.
Yeah.
So yeah. 9 times out of 10, maybe, or not even 9 times out of 10, maybe in a different scenario, that would have been the exact right thing for him to do, and we wouldn't have said he was being suspicious. Like, we wouldn't have said he was wrong for following his suspicious cares. Like, he had trusted his gut. Well, he probably believed he trusted his gut, and him believing that fucked his shit up because he was wrong, and now he gonna have to pay for that shit whenever the fuck they arrest him. But
I thought they finally arrested him.
I thought they did, but somebody said they still walking around, man. This story is so fucking convoluted that, like, you have people that don't even know all the facts. Then you get, now it's a competition on Facebook where people are like, my kid got the freshest hoodie. We rolls with Trayvon. Fuck these crackers. Like, you're not helping anything. You're not helping, like, turning this into a racial issue isn't helping it. What this issue, because the issue wasn't, like, first off, everybody done hopped on this bandwagon this week when the dude got shot in February, on the 26th of February, when this all went down. But you just now start finding out. Now you in an uproar talking about let's ride on niggas and it's gonna be a riot. People are too lazy nowadays. Y'all ain't about to riot shit. Unless y'all was rioting for an iPhone or some nonsense like that. Y'all ain't about to riot for nothing. And two, like, it ain't a, like, I'm not saying it, this story doesn't have racial components, but I don't believe it's racist.
What he did.
I don't know him well enough to call him a racist. Like, there's just like, everybody makes racial judgment. Like, I will admit firsthand, if I see a white girl with some big lips, I think one thing, and that's that Becky. That's stereotypical. Am I racist because of that though? I don't hate white people. I don't think that. You just based on stereotypes, you make general judgments, and that's prejudice. Everybody's prejudiced.
Like everybody has had a racial or stereotypical thought.
Yeah, like it ain't necessarily gotta be racist. Just like you go to church. You go to church, you drive the church van, you do all that good, you know, holy Christian type stuff. I mean, and let's say, I don't know if this is what you believe, but let's just say you think gay people shouldn't get married. Do that mean you hate gay people?
Oh.
That just because of your belief, you think that. That may make you a bit of, maybe not a homophobe, because like Rod from Black Eyed Tips was talking about that. He said it needs to be a different word than homophobic because people don't want to be considered a homophobic, just like you don't want to be considered a racist. But you not necessarily like hate gay people or gay bashing. Yeah. You just, that particular belief makes you like, nah, I can't ride with y'all on that. Yeah. I don't agree with that. Y'all do as you do. Do what you want to do. Love who you want to love. But you don't agree with that.
Based off
your religious beliefs. Which is fine. You're entitled to it. Whether you're right or wrong, you're entitled to it. And like, you know, I'm not gay. I don't understand gay aspects and stuff like that. And I have the conversation so I can get a better understanding. I ask gay people, do they think they were born gay or, you know, do they think they chose it? And, you know, I've gotten a lot of answers. People said they were born that way. And I've got a few that motherfuckers said, nah, I just like having sex with women. And I said, I understand completely because having sex with women is awesome. So, like, I just think people in general just like they hypocrite themselves and they get on these causes like this one. I put up my hoodie pic for like 5 minutes and then I start seeing all the ratchet stuff people saying. I said, nah, I can't ride with this movement. I gotta take it down.
Still on there?
Yeah, like, people still putting hoodie pictures up. It's not even about him.
I mean, like, ain't yours still? Like, no, I called you it. And I seen, like, yeah, that's still your icon.
No, I changed it. Mine's I love Obamacare, sir.
Well, did you just change it?
I changed my hoodie picture. Yo, Facebook needs to update.
I guess them Android phones, because, like, I called you,
iPhone has since upgraded, updated, like, 10 minutes after I changed my picture. So, you need to holler at Steve Jobs, the ghost of Steve Jobs, so he can hook you up with the i4s. So I just think this whole thing, like, people, like, one, this is the flavor of the week, like, and it's sad too because people talk, like, people aren't saying I'm rocking my, like, you have some people saying I'm rocking the hoodie and, you know, in dedication to the people who the family who lost their son. But then you have a lot of people who's trying to turn this into some race war and all white people who have the people think he's Mexican. Yeah, but he looked like the nigga from Remember the Titans, the fat dude that asked Bertier if he was hanging out with farm animals now. I'm going to find that picture and put them side by side.
But, like, we all just naturally have stereotypes. Like, most people think all black people like rap music. I met some that don't. I personally don't find that as
shocking as when I find out that all black people don't like chicken. I think that is even stranger.
Like, you don't like chicken? What?
Yeah, who don't like chicken, dog? I don't understand how do you not like chicken? Like, that's just fucking strange to me. But it's just all weird. And I think, like you were saying, we all have, like, racist moments. And, well, not racist, but stereotypes, like where we use stereotypes, because you don't know, like if you don't have a whole bunch of white friends or a whole bunch of Asian friends, then yes, you gonna make a statement that's dumb as shit, like all Asians know karate and some of them don't, they know taekwondo.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
I'm just saying, like, you're like, are all white people can't dance? I know white people can dance better than me. I ain't got no damn rhythm.
I used to think all his... Because I knew a lot of them. Not, like, actually even live roosters, but, like, rooster memorabilia and rooster things and chickens. But then, like...
Like Tingo Blue.
Yeah, like... Most of them, like, I thought the rooster was, like, a significant, like, icon in their
mascot.
Yeah, it was something in their culture. And it wasn't. I'm not racist for that. Like, I love Hispanic.
You ignorant for that. But that's, yeah. Like, that's every, we ignorant about a lot of things. Like, before you got some vagina, you was ignorant about that.
All right.
Like, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, and I'm not saying that people need to show Zimmerman no sympathy. I'm just saying, like, don't bash the man for being racist and then be racist yourself. And yes, for all those out there, I know it's gonna be shocking, black people can be racist. Yes, we can be racist. All the, like, a lot of black people are racist.
All white people are not here to oppress you.
Yeah, like, they're like,
everything you do, you cannot blame it on them.
Yeah, you can't blame everything on the white man. You can't be like, nigga, my lights got cut off. This damn white man with his electric bills. They should just give us electricity for free. We will slay. Our ancestors were slaves. We built the electricity lines. Like, huh? What? Like, you have, or people need to first, people open their mouth a lot and they say dumb shit based off emotion and a hint of knowledge. You got a lot of emotion, hint of knowledge. People say dumb shit like, we need to fuck moving in the suburbs. We need to stay in the hood and build our hoods up, which is, we do need to revitalize our own neighborhoods, but you can't fault a person for wanting to get out of the surroundings in which they're trying to raise their kid in. And like, you can't, like, it's not just that your kid's affected by the environment, but the environment affects other aspects of your kid's life. Like, if you live in a horrible environment where it's a lot of gang violence and shit like that, but all the people around there refuse to tell on motherfuckers, they want to stop the snitching. So then your kid grows up in a violent atmosphere, then the surrounding things, and like, there's gonna be poor stores. You're not gonna bring any high quality grocers in there. There's not gonna be any jobs in the neighborhood. That means your kid is gonna be, you're gonna be underpaid. Your child's gonna be malnourished. It's gonna go to horrible schools because shit, if everybody in there, that means if the neighborhood's so bad, that means you ain't got nobody in there trying to buy houses that's gonna be paying taxes on it to improve how much money the school district can have. So then your kids growing up in an environment where they're educationally, mentally, economically, culturally handicapped because they had to grow up in an environment because you wanted to keep it real and stay in the hood. Like, and I'm all, if you're gonna be out here rebuilding the hood, be out here for real. Be on some activist shit. Be out here, you know, protesting when, not only when the cops beat up some black kid for no good reason, but protest when the whole neighborhood don't tell who out there slanging dope and shooting up the block. Like, protest for that too. Don't be like, nah, cause that's my cousins and them, and I can't be snitching on them. You can't pick and choose. Like, you can't be mad at women and you can't say fuck the police, they ain't shit, and then when they don't come to your neighborhood, be like, man, this is fucked up, y'all don't care about us. But yeah, you just told us to stay the fuck out of your neighborhood,
right?
Because we beat that little black kid
as soon as
that was
happened,
looking suspicious.
But matter of fact, like, this guy, which is, I'm just not right, like, that he killed this kid over that, like, he shot him. But niggas is in the hood shooting each other every day. It was just
every
some
day
kid who got shot. What, no movement? What, no nothing?
What,
it
a hoodie movement?
Day. It was
they ain't
day
even put a bandana,
like,
on.
Like, they didn't do nothing.
They ain't even get their jewels on.
Like, nobody saying nothing, ain't nobody coming out, don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as this happened, all this, like, this stuff happened every day, but we ain't trying to stop that.
Nope. Cause people don't really care, man. People care because everybody cares. Like, if nobody cared, just like that Cooney stuff. Cause the Cooney 2012, yeah, about the dude. We don't forget about all them kids, right, suffering in the army, right? If Or what? Then they was trying to say the story wasn't even true. We don't even care to get fact checks. Ain't nobody demanding that. What happened to Occupy Wall Street, dog?
Right.
And another thing, like, you mad, we mad because white people ain't coming out protesting this injustice. But when we saw all them white people getting tased, it Occupy Wall Street wasn't none of us like, man, yeah, this police brutality is a motherfucker. Let's help them out. We was like, yeah, now y'all see what it's about, don't y'all? Getting that wood shampoo upside your head. Get hit with that flashlight. They tasing right. you. I still laugh at the dude getting tased in the library. Don't tase right. me, bro. Oh, man, that shit was classic.
It just makes me, I don't know why I just thought of the Boondocks where granddad was, he was back in the civil rights and when he had on the raincoat and they was protesting. He was like, nigga, where was you? That's like one of my favorite things. He was like, it was gonna rain. I went and got my raincoat. Like, this nigga, we got a raincoat.
We supposed to be getting sprayed, you dumb bastard. He's like, that was actually made sense. Why should I just get all wet? Shouldn't I have on a raincoat?
But they've been doing it for weeks.
I didn't know. That was, oh man, granddad was hilarious. That was almost as funny as the Harriet, the Rosa Parks part where he was like, yes, we are protesting. Yes. She's a courageous woman. Yes, we are courageous.
Right.
Stay out of trouble, son. He was hot as shit. Oh, man, I love the Boondocks. So, yeah, we touched on that. Anybody that don't agree with me, you know my Twitter. Hit it up. And if you that mad, suck my balls too. What we got next?
Moving on. Sports. All right. Biggest story right now in sports is yo boy. Like
LeBron James?
Not LBJ. Not him.
LeBron James?
Not as you quote the greatest basketball player on earth.
On earth right now, nah. Not yo, ever, but right
or,
now.
Yeah, on the planet.
He's in contention without rings, in my opinion, forever.
Yeah, that's your opinion. But we ain't going to get on all that. Yo boy, you've been riding with this man for 14 years. Peyton Manning.
I don't know such of a character, sir. You talking about Satan Manning?
Peyton Manning.
Satan Manning? You talking about Satan Manning?
Signs a 5-year, $96 million contract with the Denver Broncos. As a Chiefs fan, how do you feel about it?
My allegiance lies with the New England Patriots, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, after don't start Chiefs, with all that team.
Team Brady, sir.
I was messing with Brady.
Rodgers, team Aaron Rodgers. Shit, I'm team Alex Smith at this point. Fuck. Like, first off, let's really break this down.
All right.
Let's really break this whole thing down. All right. I'm just paint a picture. So, my boy, greatest basketball player walking the earth right now, my opinion, he decided, I don't need 12 extra million dollars. I want to win championships. I want to go be unselfish and play with other good players, and we all share the ball and turn down money. We take less money. We strive to be the best team in our sport. One of the best teams in history. And how does people respond to him? You please tell me how people responded to LeBron James.
Oh, they hated it. They hated the decision. Hated him. All that.
Okay. So, in that same breath, you got Peyton Manning. Everybody thinks Peyton doesn't care about money anymore. He's humble. He wants championships. He's going to go to the team that gives him the greatest chance to win. Wasn't that what everybody was saying as soon as he got released?
Okay, yeah.
You think anybody else would have gave him $96 million over 5 years? Maybe Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee. Which he still would have had a better chance at winning the Super Bowl than he does with Eric fucking Decker.
Thomas is the number one receiver.
Who?
Thomas.
Wasn't he like an undrafted free agent?
No, he went first round. I thought that, but he went in the same draft, I want to say, as Tebow, but he was a first round draft.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Late first round.
I hate Denver, and I usually know most of their players. Yeah, was he on like round. On the bench or something? Was he playing?
First round pick.
Sir.
I think his rookie year he got hurt or something.
That must be it. That must be it then. Because I ain't never heard of that guy until he was catching them horrible passes from Tim Tebow.
He even had a better chance in San Francisco.
He would have had a way better chance in San Francisco. He would have had a better chance in Arizona. He would have had a better chance in New York. He would have had a better chance in Seattle. He would have had a better chance there. He would have had a way better chance in Houston. If he really wanted that job, he could have took it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would have had a better chance in Miami, because I still don't believe in fucking Reggie Bush.
Right.
But Denver, with all that, like, people's like, well, he wants to go to a warm climate. He doesn't want to play in the harsh elements. Yeah. He don't want to do this. This thing goes to Denver and he's playing in altitude. Like, he ain't gonna be able to breathe.
At the end of the
day,
you can stop all that.
I'm just saying,
you mad, and you tell the people why you mad. Don't we can?
He should have came to Kansas City.
Besides that, I mean, yeah,
he's
that too.
Playing for Denver. All
right, like,
fuck him. And I hope,
if he goes anywhere else, you know, whatever. We lost out, but now you hate him because
I do. Yes, I hate his guts.
That's your boy though.
Screw Satan. But I don't think
it's part of John Elway's fault too, because he had to get rid of Tim Tebow. Like, that's why you put all that money up. He did not want Tim Tebow on the team.
Which I don't even fault him. I hate Denver. I was praying that they kept Tim Tebow because he fucking sucks and he wasn't going to keep winning. And John Elway realized that shit and was like, let me get this spray tan on and go jerk Peyton Manning off real quick.
It's like, if it wasn't for that, they would have still been stuck with him. He'd have to deal with this. He couldn't have just cut him or traded him. Because who you going to bring in and replace him?
Who, Tim Tebow?
I mean,
I could have came in. I played for Denver. I hate them, but I play for them.
I mean, anybody could, but so the fans wouldn't do all that nonsense. And
it's still gonna be fans like, we want Tebow back.
Yeah, some idiot gonna say wait
till Peyton don't be looking as sharp as he's going. He usually look like, we don't know. We really don't know. And I'm not saying this out of hate, because I still had those same worries. But I think a 70% Peyton Manning is better than 100% of Matt Castle, and that would make him better than 100% Tim Tebow too. But yeah, we had things that could make up for it. Like, the reason Denver had such a great running game, because they made all the linemen learn how to zone block so they can run that fucking option shit. He's gonna run a regular pro style offense, and that means you're not gonna be giving Willis McGay like 20-30 touches a game and all them other no-name running backs they got on the team. And people want to say Denver's defense was so good last year. They had the 20th ranked defense. Who on their team besides Von Miller and maybe Elvis Dumervil is better than anybody on the Chiefs defense? You can't even name their linemen, probably.
Williams is better than Belcher. Inside, the other inside linebacker.
Is he better than Johnson? And we can upgrade. And we're looking. We're gonna probably look to upgrade.
Better than Derrick Johnson.
He probably will be. He's a beast star. But we don't know.
They cancel each other out.
Plateau out. We don't know that.
Yeah.
So that means, and we're probably gonna address inside linebacker.
Yeah, re-signed Javon Belcher.
That don't mean we can't address inside linebacker.
But when, like.
You seen what they got? Fucking Justin Houston,
because he smoked weed. Like,
they got Justin Houston in the third round, and some other dumb linebacker will smoke weed or beat his girlfriend and something, and will drop from the first round to the third round because he did something stupid. And Scott Pioli, a man who I've not been in my good graces, he has actually done his due diligence this offseason, signing key free agents. And I realized, and I had to sit back and think about something. Maybe he don't go out every year and sign free agents because he don't feel like it's talent out there enough to be spending all that money on. And I think we just need to, he need to hit us with the Obama. Sit back, I got this move. Like, I got this, dog. Don't worry, I got it. Like, because really, like, who won the free agent Super Bowl last year? Like, if a team that was just signing all the
Eagles.
What happened to the Eagles?
I mean, But that's like that Washington mentality. You can't win the championship through the free agents. Like,
exactly. And stop.
But you still can sign two or three key free agents.
And they signed Steve Breston all that last year. I'm talking about last year they signed Steve Breston and shit like that. But yeah, you know, fuck Peyton Manning, though, for real.
But I think he's still going. I mean, he's getting older. That'd probably be the only reason to drop off. Like, doctors came out and said, like, he won't be as likely to get injured as the next. Doesn't make him, like, he's just as likely as someone who's never had the surgery to get injured. Like, so, and he's only passed under
for his neck
4,000 yards. Out there, he only passed under 4,000 yards once or twice. So I expect
but
him.
But
he had
a offense that he was used to being in.
He's Peyton Manning.
When is he didn't gonna, have is one, he gonna come?
He passed for 4,000 yards his rookie year.
Is he gonna come? He had, and they built that offense for him. They ran it like he wanted
it's
to.
It's Peyton.
He is, and I believe he'll do a good job. I also think he's going to lose both games. So.
I think y'all going
to. I think the Chiefs are going to go in if they improve either their nose tackle position or their inside linebacker position. Castle.
I'm just flabbergasted that I have to sit here because Peyton's not my boy. Like I was before Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady was that.
Tom
dude.
Brady
like,
fucking sucks for real.
But. I have to sit here and explain to a Peyton Manning fan that Peyton Manning is
I'm not
that
a Peyton,
dude.
I don't know. Are you calling me a Peyton Manning fan? I don't like Peyton
and,
Manning.
But these other Chiefs fans, like, you haven't done it because you gave a realistic point of view. But I'm tired of these Chiefs fans just like, yeah, he's going to be bad. He's going to be garbage and blah, blah, blah. But 2 weeks ago, when you thought he was coming here, it was, man, Peyton Manning going to take us to the promised land and blah, blah, blah. Nah, I don't hate on the man now. Yeah, he went to a team y'all despise of and down that way has
ripped
y'all heart out.
He could have went to Oakland.
That's because you hate Denver more than any other team.
Denver more than I hate the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. I don't like anything about the Lakers. Even when Magic was with him and he was an incredible player, if I was following basketball like then, I just don't like, for every reason I like the Yankees and their personality, all the same reasons I hate the Lakers. Oh, snob ass motherfuckers.
I'm like, they pretty much
they all in LA, fucking Jack Nicholson at the sideline and shit. Oh, ugly ass bastard. I hate the Lakers.
Over under 10 wins.
I say you push 10. I think they'll get 10. I don't think he's gonna get you like 4 more wins than Tim Tebow did, even with that team. Like they had a cupcake ass schedule in every game they played in that win streak kind of fell for the that like six, seven game winning streak they had fell in their favor. They played Miami when he started. Like, his first game playing was in Miami, basically Tebow country, Florida's Tebow country. They played that game, and they was losing that fucking game, and then he came back with that miraculous, you know, conception shit.
Over under 4,000 yards.
I don't know. I got to see. Like, maybe I'll give him 4,000 because he's only threw under once. But also, they're going to be playing the Steelers. They're going to be playing the Ravens. They're going to be playing the Patriots. The Chiefs, Romeo's always giving him problems.
Yeah.
So, like when last time we played Peyton, he had no touchdowns. We were the only team that season.
I haven't.
So he did not throw a touchdown again.
Over under 15 picks.
He's going to have more. He's going to have more than 15. He's getting old, man.
I mean, yeah, but 18 last year. So
he's going to get more than 15.
I'm trying to find a number. It'd be pretty cool. I mean,
but no, he won't be cool. He'll never, like, over under on that is he's not ever gonna be cool. He better retire as a coach.
I mean, he will.
Mm-hmm. Being white man coming on his horse, stealing the Chiefs' land and shit. This is our division. It's like the Indians and the Europeans all over again, like the Spanish conquistadors or some shit. Him. John Elway and his bitch ass and a GM
had to make a power move.
Fuck they power moves and fuck John Fox, fuck Willis McGahee, and fuck whoever else is on that team. Fuck the cheerleaders. Fuck that horse. Fuck Denver. I hate Denver.
Denver's actually a nice city.
I was stuck in Denver. It is not that pleasant.
It's pretty.
I feel like I was in prison.
Not that I said pretty, but it's a nice city.
I felt like I was in prison the entire
the
time.
Surround outside.
I felt like I was in prison the whole time
it's
I was there.
A nice city.
And where was Tebow at when I needed him most?
Speaking of Tim Tebow, he's now a New York Jet. Thoughts? That's your team too. So it's just been a bad week for you. Like so.
I don't understand the Jets doing like that. Makes no fucking sense. Like I don't like Tim Tebow, but I like, and it's not on like I don't like the media's coverage of Tim Tebow.
Right.
But I would have preferred for him to go and have his three ring circus in fucking Jacksonville. He'd be back home. He can suck. Nobody cares if Jacksonville sucks.
Right.
People care about the Jets. Them Jet fans boo every draft pick they ever get.
They do.
Like they, I think they booed Keyshawn Johnson.
They booed.
They booed. They booed Mark Sanchez. Then was on his jock the next that same year. Like they booed everybody, and like they bringing it. Like the reasons they brought Tebow in like made no sense. Well, our locker rooms is in dismay. And he's a good character guy, so we gonna.
That's what they said.
They were saying that, yeah. Wow, that was one of the original reasons they said they were bringing him in. Not because they start throwing out this Wildcat shit when motherfuckers like, for real, y'all gonna bring him in to make that? Y'all gonna bring in a backup quarterback to be the leader in the locker room. That makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Right.
And it's really sad because I think everybody else is all down on Mark Sanchez. I think. Quietly, Mark Sanchez had the best year he's ever had last year.
Statistically.
But he plays in an offense that is supposed to be, he plays on a team that's supposed to be run first base, and he doesn't, like, Santonio Holmes and Plaxico Burress are good, but they don't have the weapons necessary for him to be a successful passing quarterback in the way that they, he was dropping back like 30 something times in some games. Like, they're supposed, because y'all, Sean Green's ass sucks. And they didn't trade him after the three, four year line. I keep telling people, you don't keep no running back.
I think
that
this
long.
Might be his fourth year though.
They don't keep. They should have traded his ass last. Soon as you get good, that best season you got, it goes down, son. Like you ain't. I would treat running backs like rich people treat stocks. Soon as it's at its highest peak, like man, this stock's selling for $15,000 a share. Let's sell that shit because they ain't never gonna be this good ever. And I trade, and Madden, I trade running backs.
So if Mark Sanchez is in a different city, do you think the criticism?
I had a vision this last night, a daydream, if you will, that Mark Sanchez started playing not so good in the Tebow Maniacs. Come on, Tebow Maniacs. Come on. Start rooting for him to start. Put the pressure on Rex Ryan's back. So then they wave Mark Sanchez. And we can get him and improve our lot in the world. Because I think Mark Sanchez is a better quarterback than Matt Castle.
I would agree, yeah.
I think
he's younger.
And he, our team is perfectly built for him. He's younger. You bring him in off waivers, sign him to a deal, cut Ricky Stanzi's ass. Unless Ricky Stanzi really is the, you know, Tom Brady of it all. Like they saying, he's going to be the next Tom Brady because we got him in the late round of the draft. And he has this fabulous hair. That nigga look like he got molested by the Hanson brothers.
So you think it's gonna be a quarterback controversy?
Oh, of course it's gonna be a quarterback controversy. Of course, yeah. It's all people. It's already started. Like, when is Tebow gonna start? When the fans, when Mark Sanchez starts struggling, which he will.
Yeah.
Which he will start struggling.
I mean, that division alone is.
Mm-hmm. So when he starts struggling, because Miami's probably gonna be a bit better. Buffalo's probably, hopefully they get their shit together.
Yeah.
And when he starts struggling, they're gonna start crying for, we need Tebow to save us. And Tebow, they're gonna bring Tebow in on that Wildcat shit, and he's gonna have a successful series of plays or something. And then the pressure's gonna be on.
But then that nonsense, it's gonna die out, because Miami did the Wildcat. Yeah, they ran it to perfection, but that's the division they ran it against. And they seen it, and as soon as they seen it again, it was not happening.
But that's
again.
Tim Tebow, though.
Man, I'm not.
He can't be touched like a virgin on a prom night. That was a line from this rapper, Alias. He raps on St. Joe. White dude, he cold. I ain't heard none of his stuff in a while, but I remember that song. And it's like, I can't be touched like a virgin on a prom night. I cracked up laughing.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good move, especially for the confidence of Mark Sanchez.
They don't care about the confidence of Mark Sanchez.
It just seems like he's not really, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in himself.
Well, every year they be like, motherfuckers is down on me in New York. He ain't built for that New York life. He needs to be in, San Francisco. Realistically, he needs to go back to Cali.
Yeah.
He was. I think he would succeed in Cali, but I fear the same thing for Matt Barkley. Like, you can't be playing football in them warm weather cities and think you about like almost all the footballers played in cold weather cities.
Yeah,
like you, Baltimore gets pretty cold. Green Bay, New York, Washington. I mean, Kansas City, Denver, yeah. Like all like
Cleveland. Aaron Rodgers is from California. And-
No, he didn't get my boy come, he ain't, come he ain't no bitch. Where's the niggas? Bitch? They all they like sunshine and shit. Remember the Titans? Sunshine. Like so I bet sunshine. If he went to the league, he'd be like, "Man, it's too cold out here."
Right?
He's well. I went from Cali to Virginia, relatively warm states equally. Like it gets cold, but not like it's cold as fucking Denver. Because that altitude, when I was in Denver, one of the other many reasons I hate the city is that it was cold as shit when I was there. Like, I had just came back from Vegas, had shorts on and shit. We land and had to go outside. I was like, it's not even snowing. And it's...
Yeah, that weather is crazy. It'd be like sunny 1 hour and then it's raining and the sun come back out. Then it might be like snow flurry. It was crazy when I was there. Like, really? That just gonna change weather
fucking
like that?
I hate that city. I hate it. Little known fact. There's this crazy man in the 1800s. Like, sometime in the 1800s. And he believed that God was gonna come back. And he was coming back to bless America. Or some nonsense like that. And he had determined that the new capital of the United States should be Kansas City. Because that's where he was gonna come. And then when it didn't happen, when the date came, he said, no, his calculations was wrong. And you know what city he said it was?
Denver.
Fucking hate Denver. I hate St. Louis, too, but not as much as I hate Denver. Because St. Louis took our arch.
Know that either.
St. Louis has the Gateway Arch. The Gateway Arch represents the gateway to the West.
West, yeah.
Where you ever played the game Oregon Trails on a computer? Yeah. Where everybody start at? Independence.
Yeah.
Not St. Louis. Fuck. Like, give us our arch. Thieving bastards.
We got the World War I memorial.
Sir. Sir. The arch is on Monopoly game, sir.
It is.
And it don't even belong to them. Yes, this is St. Louis shade on top of the Denver shade.
But you got guys in the Lou.
Huh? I do. Those my homies. Still, I told them they need to give us our arch back. Nah, they like, that's our arch. Yeah, we stole it like y'all do everything. Like y'all steal New York swag. Hey, we got rocking Tims and boots. Y'all not in New York, son.
So, I guess we're going to take a break, come back, talk about this bounty. Into a little March Madness because that is going on.
Creating it is. Oh, I didn't realize that they brought slavery back.
I wrote this record while 30,000 feet in the air. Steward is complimenting me on my nappy hair. If I can fuck her in front of all of these passengers, they'll probably think I'm a terrorist. Eat my asparagus, then I'm asking her thoughts of a young nigga. Fast money and freedom, a crash dummy for dollars. I know you dying to meet him, I probably die in a minute. Just bury me with 20 bitches, 20 million in a conk down fitted. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Yeah, big shit poppin'. Section 80. Back in this bitch in the back of that bitch with my back against the wall and your bitch on the edge of my dick. Jump off. I call a bitch, a hoe, a woman, I never did nothing but break the ground on top of the asphalt. Tire mark gave you evidence that I'm easily peddling with this speed of a lightning bolt. As a kid, I killed two adults. I'm too advanced. I live my 20s at 2 years old, the wiser man. Truth be told, I'm like 87. Wicked as 80 reverends in a pool of fire with devils holding hands. From a distance, don't know which one is a Christian. Damn, who can I trust in 2012? There's no one, not even myself. A Gemini screaming for help. Somebody, hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah, big shit popping. Everybody watching. When you do it like this, nigga, losing ain't an option. Hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah, big shit popping. Hey, hey, kick her out the studio, I live. 24-7, nigga working his ass for it. She popping the ass for it. The king of diamonds with diamonds, I never do ask for it. They checking my passport. I'm too accustomed with customs, you calling the task force. I killed it, somebody cuff them, they want me to fast forward. The game and why you complain when you niggas is passport. You'll never hop in my lane when you pushing a rap for it. You wrecking my Jaguar, you play like a bad sport. Her feet on the dashboard. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Yeah, big shit poppin'. Everybody watching. When you do it like this, nigga, losing ain't an option. Hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah, big shit poppin'. Everybody watching. When you do it like this, nigga, I wrote this record while 30,000 feet in the air. Steward is complimenting me on my nappy hair. If I can fuck her in front of all of these passengers, they'll probably think I'm Osama. The plane emergency landed. It was a honor. Hold up.
Welcome back. So what's the next topic?
The ruling on the NFL bounty tanked.
What was up with it?
I think it's nonsense.
You think it's nonsense?
I think the final ruling that they suspended Sean Payton for a whole year, nonsense. Now, Greg Williams being suspended indefinitely, give or take, I think he should have probably got the year or close to. I think, and I only think based off when Dante Stallworth hit a man when he was drunk driving and killed him, he got suspended for a year. So the fact that you're trying to tell me that him killing a man is equivalent to a bounty being or going on, I think it's nonsense. I don't think you should have gave him that much time.
Yeah, I think he deserved it. I'm going to paint a picture. I'm going to, you know, kind of explain. I guess I'm not going to kind of explain. I'm going to explain why I think he deserved it. One, when motherfuckers in the NFL start finding out it might be a bounty, they asked Sean Payton about it. He lied like 3-4 times about it. He lied to the league. He lied to his owner, him and his GM. There were coaches. Like, it's different from if the players were creating the bounty. Yeah. And they were the only ones putting in the pot, because I believe that shit happens all the time. Like, nigga, if you sack Favre, if I give you a stack, which really ain't nothing. You ain't out there doing no extra work for $1,000 when you getting $20,000 every fucking week. Yeah. Like, $1,000 ain't really, like, would you kill somebody for $1,000?
No.
Would you break somebody's leg for $1,000? No. Exactly. And you ain't got nowhere near NFL money. So you think they come thinking about it? Like, they gonna hit them, and if it happens, I get to collect this money. But you had coaches putting in money on this, so now it's supported institutionally. Yeah. It's kind of like in college when, like, the Jerry Sandusky shit happened. If Joe Paterno would have came out and said, hey, when he found out, he would have handled that shit differently, they wouldn't have fired him.
Right.
They wouldn't have fired him. But it's the fact that he helped institutionalize this stuff. It was a lack of control. He got his fucking ex-defensive coordinator fucking little boys in the shower, allegedly. And, like, and when he found out even an inkling of it, he just said, I'm just going to pass it off and hope for the best. And that's why his ass got fired. So Sean Payton, lucky he didn't get fired. Like, he for real, he lucky they didn't ban him. Like, and they probably gonna ban Greg Williams, and he should, because he was taking this shit around the league. He was traveling. Like, who's to know that that's not, like, wasn't he a defensive coordinator in Buffalo, right? Huh? So what if he implemented that shit in that team, and that's why Eric Berry blew out his ACL, because motherfuckers was trying to come after him like that, because it was like. Eric Berry said he was wondering if that's how, why he got like chop blocked or some shit by Stevie Johnson. I mean, he was there
9 years ago or something like
But if you put that in and nobody ever addresses that, that just becomes the culture of that team. We don't know. I mean, we don't know. Yeah. I'm not, I don't even think it happened, but what if that is the case? Now you're, he's indirectly affecting other motherfuckers' teams and shit. So, and Sean Payton, once you find out you the coach, dude, like, how would you feel if Jim Harbaugh was doing that against your team? Cause he got way bigger monsters than you. Right. And second off, just to not stop it, you, he should have stopped it for the simple fact that y'all defense sucked ass. So obviously that wasn't working.
Right. Like, I'm just saying, I understand, like, they had to, you know, make an example, but I just thought, like, first thing I thought about was Dante Stallworth. And,
yeah, because I see some people saying about Dante Stallworth and he got a year. I think, but, like, that's an individual. He made a mistake. He paid for it legally. He paid for it with a year of his career. And, like, what's the, like, the, like, so if Dante Stallworth just, he hit him and a dude was just in critical condition, do you give him less time off because the dude didn't die? Like, or should Dante Stallworth, let's say he was drunk driving and he doesn't hit a person but he gets pulled over by the cops, shouldn't he still get suspended for that? Like, the intent was there. So just because we don't know if Saints players hurt anybody, Sean Payton should get off easy. Like, what if Brett Favre died on the field during that NFC game? They was fucking him up.
That'd be
Brett, let's say they injured Brett Favre, whatever. He's old. He needed to be out of the game anyway. But let's say, for the sake of this argument, because one of the players they had a bounty on was Cam Newton. Cam Newton, rookie year. This nigga's dream. They come out, break his neck. He can't walk no more. He ain't Superman. Superman can't walk again.
Okay, I would see that you would suspend him.
So just the fact that they were doing it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's, he should wrong, be
suspended. I think a year is, I think,
at the same time, like, with Stallworth, like, you were,
especially when the league is on this whole, especially when the league's, though, league is on that, like, the same way the league has approached the whole player misconduct and being a good citizen of the league.
Yeah.
And that's why Dante Stallworth got a year, because it was an accident. He should have known better. Lost a year of his life, was on probation and all that stuff. In the same way, they've been coming down about player safety that same way in the last couple years. So it would have looked ignorant. One, it would have been hypocritical for him not to suspend the coach for 10 years, because you were the coach, you knew about it, and you didn't do nothing, but you suspend these players all the time. Kind of like when, you know, the NCAA, like, when a coach fucks up some shit, they get like, oh, you can't be a coach for 2 years.
Right.
But you still get all these millions of dollars owed on your contract. But when a player do that, they lose. When a player, like the player for K-State that took $200.
We'll get into it. It's that nonsense.
Loses, he can't play basketball no more. All right, cool. You know, it is what it is, I guess, huh? But, like, they had, he had to come down hard, or they would look like they, it would, that would have been some, on some whole racial shit. So you'll punish these black people, but you don't punish, like, it was so many elements. And I think he handled that, I think Roger Goodell handled it perfectly. Like, them dudes need to be suspended, and Greg Williams probably don't need to coach. Like, I don't want to see him, like, he's a good defensive coordinator, unless, like, that's how he motivates his team. And that's kind of, then he probably ain't
suspending everybody. I think, I don't, they don't even know who's gonna be the,
they don't know who's gonna be the coach.
Yeah,
they, like, 20 some odd players, the assistant coach who was the offensive coordinator, I think, got suspended. But they think, or the D, he was the defensive coordinator and he was the assistant coach. I think they said maybe the offensive coach, or was it Steve Spagnuolo?
Yeah.
Well, it's sad for dang. I mean, it's motherfucking New Orleans can't catch a break for shit. Well, Hurricane, I mean, Katrina, CP3,
somebody wins that division twice in a row. So.
They like the teacher for the what is that shit from Harry Potter? They like the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. They are. Nobody was ever the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher more than 1 year. That division is like that. You can't win it more than once. So that means my nigga Cam Newton.
Yeah, they gonna come up.
He about to take it off. Step in the booth, loosen up the tie.
So that's about the bounty. Next up, March Madness, because it is March Madness and games have been played. Tuned in or not, what is your take on March
Madness? I haven't watched March Madness
because of college
College sports is in institutionalized slavery. It's indentured servitude.
This is the part we need to have a siren go off. Like that.
Oh, somebody needs to scream or something.
Yeah, that's the you weren't being politically correct, so.
What do you mean I wasn't being politically correct?
You know, you can't relate sports to. It's three things. I only remember two, though. It's slavery, the Holocaust. Can't remember the third one, but you cannot.
It ain't the Holocaust. I mean, ain't nobody putting the players in a Dutch oven.
No, but like people have.
But no, it's indentured servitude. Like, I don't want to compare it to slavery because everybody thinks it's about niggas shackled up. not getting paid to pick cotton, but all right, indentured servitude. This is how indentured servitude works. Back when motherfuckers was migrating to America from England, before it was even before America was even a country, let's say you broke, I'm rich. You come to me like, hey, I'm broke, but I want to go to America to start me and my family have a better life. So I'll work for you for 7 years for free. In exchange, you provide me the opportunity to have my own land and start my own farm, right? Because you got all this land. I'll do 7 years of free labor for you for the opportunity to make my own money. What does that sound? Don't that sound like the NFL? I mean, don't that sound like college football and basketball? Three years of college where you have to play basketball, follow all their rules, make them all this money just for the opportunity to go to the draft, or in basketball 1 year, which I think it was discussions of making it two. They want to get it up there to where players have to stay in college longer because, I mean, for the NBA, it makes sense because if you have people building fan bases in college, then those fan bases transfer to the NBA, like when Magic and Bird went and Jordan and shit. So you have fan bases that you had that white folk money because they love college basketball.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that white people don't love NBA basketball, but you know those certain groups of white people who don't like NBA basketball because they say NBA players play no defense, even though the Bulls just set a record for the lowest amount of points ever scored against the Bulls ever when they played the Magic. Like the Magic scored 59 points in a game because they was playing such tough defense. But okay, you know, NBA players don't play defense. In college is better because they playing for the passion, which is not true. They playing for the opportunity to make money one day. Just like I didn't go to college for the fun of it. Well, it ended up being for the fun of it at a certain point. But I didn't sign up like, oh, you know, I just want to learn science. No, I signed up so I can make some money. And you know what? They didn't tell me, hey, you can't work while you do this because it's going to be so much fun because you're going to school for the passion program. And when you're dealing with an institution that makes billions of dollars off the kids, and I can't sell my own jersey, I can't sell my own championship ring
in the store.
But the league, but the college can sell Reggie Bush's jersey, number 5 jerseys everywhere, making money hand over fist off his image. That's him. Yeah. Nobody's buying that number 5 jersey just for the hell of it, because ain't nobody. You bring that motherfucker out, and some kicker got it now. Ain't nobody about to buy it. They might buy it and think it's Reggie Bush.
I think it's all nonsense. If you're not gonna pay him, then you need to stop broadcasting, stop paying these coaches millions of dollars and all these deals and all this. If you're not gonna pay kids or do some type of different system, that's not fair. Like Yahoo wired Magruder from K-State, or no, Samuels from K-State, like was like a friend of the family. So because he was an AAU coach, they was like, nah. You
like if you was a basketball player and I was. Let's say we cousins.
Yeah.
And I'm a couple years ahead of you in school. Or I've graduated. And I just so happen work for a sports agency. But you my cousin, right?
Yeah.
We grew up together. Took baths together and shit. If I wired you some money because your moms needed it, they gonna take your eligibility because we family. Even though we family, they not gonna look at that relationship. They gonna look at, I'm trying to recruit you. Which, I don't have to. You my cousin. Like, you're probably going to sign with me any damn way. Like, either you are or you aren't. Based off our relationship, it's family. I don't have to sway you with money. But because of that, they're going to take your eligibility away. You're not going to be able to pursue your dream as becoming a college graduate or, you know, playing college ball and trying to go to the tournament and do good. Think about it, and I had to paint this picture. Somebody's like, but it is the rules instead. I was like, and it was something I heard, kind of like, Nick Wright kind of painted it on the local sports.
I think I was listening to it.
Think of, like, he knows the rules. Like, dude knew the rules.
Yeah.
Think of how desperate you gotta be to jeopardize your entire eligibility, possibly your professional career, for $200. Think of what type of situation you gotta be in to do that.
Right.
Like, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy, because, like, if I'm a regular student, I can call Money Wired, drop money.
If you were a swimmer, Dick Sporting Goods can sponsor you. Nike can sponsor you. You can get money from places. You can be a professional swimmer in college and get paid and still swim for the team and shit like that. I think it's the same thing with tennis and golf. It's certain sports where these NCAA rules don't apply to, but they say you can't pay basketball and football players because it wouldn't be fair to the lacrosse team.
What?
Nobody goes and watches lacrosse. Nobody won't care about that bullshit.
But you're making billions of dollars off it.
But then you wonder why people say it's slavery. Last time I checked, they made billions of dollars off slavery.
Yeah.
The players just need to all get together and sing a Negro spiritual in the middle of the field at the Final Four.
They're giving them an education.
No.
Marcus, I was talking to him, and he broke down. He was like, if they were to calculate how much they would make per hour, it'd be like 50 cents to a dollar per hour.
Yeah.
What they would be making.
He's a college player.
Yeah.
He played for like Division II basketball and stuff. Like, yeah, he's like, the scholarships ain't worth the amount of time I had to put in it. Like, but you don't break the rules. He's not the type of guy that would break the rules, but... Like, it's like worse than the type of, like, drug dealers make more money. And I know people think drug dealers make a lot of money, but with the amount of work a drug dealer does selling drugs every day, that shit is like, you make more money at McDonald's if you could work that same amount of time. But it's all, like I said, playing. That's why I haven't watched the tournament. But if people want to know who I want to win, I want Kentucky to win, because at least they slave master understands the game.
I hate that.
I love Calipari. Come to my team. We gonna
mess stuff up and leave.
We gonna win these games. We might not win the tournament, but I swear to God, you'll be a lottery pick. He looking out for them. He doing better than fucking what's that nigga's name in Syracuse and shit? Boeheim. He doing better than a lot of these other coaches, like Roy Wilson. Roy Williams, because he's not gonna. Luckily, I seen him talking today, and he's like, I'm not, like, how the hell the kid can't even brush his teeth, but they talking about he's gonna play in the game. He's not playing this weekend. Like, I don't care what the hell him and his daddy are saying. Like, he can't. Right. He's the only way I'm letting him play is if he comes do 10 one handed push ups on that arm, on that wrist, and he's not gonna be able to do that. So if he can, then, you know, if he comes in and a week later he got them Kobe Bryant jeans and just heels like Wolverine, then sure he play, but I doubt it, so he ain't. And like, but there's very few, like, coaches that's out here. Like, you got coaches there to recruit a whole class of players and then just chuck them the deuces for $5 more million over 3 years. Right. Like that one coach, a basketball coach or a football coach that did that? I think it was a football coach. Who, like, he sent a text message to the players and was like, all right, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah.
I got my dream job.
Paterno.
Yeah, or, like, man, so you had these fucking players out. I mean, you had these coaches out here doing this shit. They use their players. They convince them that, oh, you're not ready for the draft yet. You could work on these elements of your game. Well, see, Calipari ain't doing that. He know Anthony Davis was ready for the draft last year. So since you're already ready for the draft, let's just build your profile up.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can leave. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to tell you if you need, like, leave. Because you're not going to, you come back, you probably hurt yourself. So that's why I root for Kentucky every year. No matter how good they are, every year, I hope that him and Calipari and his boys.
They're going to get it stripped because it's going to be some type of sanction. Just like when Memphis went to the national championship and Derrick Rose was ineligible. He'd have been playing.
Who cares? We know Derrick Rose went to the national championship, though. They can't take the memory away.
All you care about is them, but it translates it to in the NBA.
Yep.
That's all you.
I care about him knowing that these guys are getting shafted. And I like coaches like the football coach from South Carolina, Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
He said, hey, they let me. I pay. They can have some of my check. I don't need all this damn money. They making like he said. Like he thinks they. It's a few coaches that came out and said the players deserve money for it.
Yeah.
But they'll never pay them.
I mean, you have problems with that amongst players. Like, why is he? Like, you paying them all the flat rate? But then if you're the star, you gonna pay
like, on the bench. But like that's just like then they'll haul. They're like then it won't. It'll be. They might as well just pay professional. Like it is. It's basically semi-pro, like the players are getting paid whether we like it or not. Like we can act like these players ain't getting no money, but really good players are gonna get money. Like Reggie Bush driving a Hummer and his family living in that big ass house, they was getting money. It's gonna happen. So you either gonna what? You gonna strip everybody? You gonna strip every 2 years? You gonna strip people of their championships because of that? Okay, whatever. We're gonna take these scholarships and strip them of that, and blah blah blah. Then they'll find out. Like, you don't think that they can't get a top recruit, but they can't get that 3-star recruit they wanted to come in and play as a walk-on, and somehow magically his tuition gets paid by a booster, but we never find that out? You don't think that probably happens every once in a while? It ain't gonna happen with a blue chipper because it'd be too obvious, but it's one of them lesser-known, like, special teams player when they take that scholarship. He getting it somewhere, Hal. They ain't just like, oh, well, we can't get this scholarship. We're going to have 7 walk-ons this year. Just normal Joe guy. They convinced, like, come and walk on the team. We'll take care of you. We'll get you some financial aid. We'll say you play the band, too. Give you some of that science money, which is all football and basketball money any damn way. And another thing, while I'm on this topic of sports, I'm tired of people talking about how doctors and lawyers and police officers don't get paid as much as sports athletes, unless your ass paying $80 a ticket to go watch a doctor do surgery. Shut the hell up. If you ain't watching if you ain't paying $70 a ticket plus parking to go to the school and watch a teacher give a lecture, that's why they get paid so much money, because they generate so much money. See, we ain't getting paid for this podcast. It's free for y'all. Because we ain't generating no money off of it. So the powers that run this podcast ain't giving out no salaries because we ain't got no money. But let y'all motherfuckers start paying $80 a show, then I'm going to get my money.
Right.
And we going to have a salary up in this month. We going to have all type of stuff. We going to be doing celebrations when we do a good show, too, because we ain't got no rules like the NFL. I swear I'm moonwalking. Hey, random thought that I had. We was at work one day. I was at work one day talking to somebody about it, and I was like, why don't when Tebow or one of these ultra religious characters scores a touchdown, why don't they pull out like a small Bible out of their sock and read it? Will they get flagged for it? We don't know. You know, NFL love Jesus, man. What? So you tell me Tebow pull out the small Bible and read the Psalms?
He gonna they don't have to.
They gonna flag him?
Have to.
You can't flag Jesus though. If you read Acts 2:38,
what's wrong with you?
Acts 2:38, he gonna get like he pull out one of them small just New Testament Psalms. He turned to Acts 2:38. Tebow reads, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That's what Peter said. Why?
Who has thoughts like that?
I think me and Steve was talking about that when I was in the office. He said, yeah, that would be cool. Steve will pull it out.
Wow.
Like, or they score a touchdown and on the back of the all the cheerleaders back, they have hymns taped there and the cheerleaders turn around and they sing a song like a choir.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy. If I was Rex Ryan, I'd make that shit. It's worth the 15 yards. That shit would be funny as shit. The Tebow out there directing the choir.
Man.
So, he have on one of them long-ass jackets. You know they have with his coat. It look like a choir robe.
Really wrong with you.
All right, man, what's the next topic?
We're going to get into the back to the NFL and the NFL free agency. Who do you think had one of the best in off season? I mean, I know Denver.
No, Denver signed like two players, and I only know
actually,
one.
They've been signing players left and right.
Who? Who have they signed?
They signed Peyton Manning, which makes you a winner. Everybody won. You can stop hating on them. They signed Houston's tight end.
Which one?
Not Daniel. Like, every time I watch, always catching passes. Signed a corner. They signed a linebacker. Re-signed a linebacker.
No, that's not really a free agent signing if he was already a linebacker.
But I mean, based off the mere fact that they signed Peyton Manning, they were like...
So Denver's the winner based off Peyton Manning.
No, I'm not saying winner like, oh, they're the clear-cut best. I'm saying who won, lost.
Who did the... Dallas? Did Dallas only sign Brandon Carr?
Kyle Lorton. Basically. Dan Connor, who was a really solid linebacker from Carolina. So, I mean, like Kansas City had a at this point, they've had.
I know the Patriots kind of they, but that Brandon Lloyd signing, that's real good. I like that.
Yeah.
The Bucks had pretty good signing.
Yeah, like I'm not saying Denver's the winner. I'm saying these are teams who have had at this point.
But I don't think Denver signed anybody besides Peyton Manning.
At this point, they've had good.
Ripped us, son of us.
They've had good free agents, period. So, like Tampa Bay, they made good moves. They signed Vincent Jackson. They signed Carl Nick.
Ain't Vince Young still a free agent?
No.
Man, they gonna kick him out the league.
I think Buffalo had a good free agent.
Vince Young, suicide dose. Life's a bitch. I died for.
Buffalo signed with Mario Williams. They signed.
That was a good signing.
Yeah, they signed a defensive end, played in New England. He had like.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
They trying to beef up that defense. Chicago, they got Brandon Marshall.
They got Brandon Marshall in the trade, and they signed Michael Bush.
Yeah,
and they
got Jason Campbell as a backup.
I don't know. I think if I say somebody had to win, like, man, that's kind of tough. I want to say Buffalo because that Mario Williams came out of nowhere. But San Francisco improved. Like, I kind of want to know, like, who addressed the biggest needs on their team.
Yeah.
And San Francisco got two wide receivers. Like, I mean,
yeah.
They got Randy Moss. And if Randy Moss can play half as good.
He ran a 4-4 still.
Fucking ridiculous.
But, yeah, I mean, I think all those teams had solid.
But I'm going to be biased, and I'm going to say the Chiefs had the best free agent, period.
I mean, I think it can go either way.
Because they seen that Brandon Carr was going to leave because we weren't about to pay him 10 mil to stay.
Yeah.
So they picked up Stanford route. Good preliminary move. They was being proactive. Then we got Eric Winston, so we don't have to go out and draft a right tackle.
Finally, applause. Like, or the fact that...
platform.
Yeah, that guy. What is his name? Richardson?
Barry
I don't know
Richardson.
Why y'all kept putting that scrub out there. Week in and week out, but that man is terrible, and y'all finally got rid of that guy. Like, really?
He was a cool cat.
He was hot
horrible.
Garbage.
He was horrible.
Like, y'all keep putting him out there. But, yeah. They had a pretty solid offseason.
And we got Peyton Hillis, which I would have rather had Mike Tolbert, but we'll see what Peyton Hillis do. His old coach is here, the one he had a really good season and stole the Madden cover from Michael Vick from. But, you know, I ain't going to complain about that.
So who do you think are free agency losers? Who did the worst?
I'm going to say the Ravens because I don't know if y'all signed anybody.
We've been re-signing our players.
No. I take that back. Free agent, losers, the Houston Texans. Because they lost. They lost Winston. They cut Winston, so they purposely lost him. They lost Mario Williams. They lost their tight end.
Lost D'Amico Ryans. Traded him to Philly.
They lost every fucking body.
Mine was Oakland because they had to do the same thing. They had to start cutting everybody.
But I think that was more because they want to change the culture than they don't have any money.
San Diego just signed. They was questioning. They gave Robert Meacham a whole bunch of money. They go to Drew Brees. They signed LaRon McClain. Yes.
And they're looking to sign Jackie Battle.
Hey, so yeah, they've
whoop-de-doo.
It's been real questionable. Cleveland, but that's draft reasons because they should have got Robert Griffin. They should have gave up the house to move up to second.
Why? Cleveland ain't stupid. What, in 4 years he gonna do the decision part three?
I mean, it's football. Cleveland has football history. Like, NFL, they were once.
Nobody wants to live in Cleveland. There's a reason why Cleveland sucks. But at the same time,
in 4 years, you can build up
everything.
Even in a business move.
There's a reason that Cleveland sucks in everything.
Really good business.
No one wants to live in Cleveland.
Selling out. In Miami, because you get rid of Brandon.
I would rather Robert Griffin III go to Miami. Then he'd be down there with my other boy.
Miami signs Avery Gerard.
He went to Seattle.
It was like a 20.
Maybe, but you know, we think that's a bad move now. But his old coach is in Miami. And he didn't sign him. He didn't make them sign him. So that might actually been a good one. He might know something we don't know. It was really just my system. That nigga sucks.
But then you just signed David Garrard.
David Garrard always had decent seasons in Jacksonville.
But I think they rolling with Matt Moore as a starter.
Matt Moore had a solid, like Matt Moore, his season was better than Tim Tebow's, and especially when they was going on that good little winning streak. But he ain't getting no pub.
Just lose a bunch of games. Draft my boy Matt Barkley, because that's been my boy for a minute now. Go ahead and get back to prominence. But this was my agency.
Yo, what's up with your team, man? Y'all ain't signing nobody. Y'all just that good. Y'all don't have to sign no players.
Next man up.
Even Patriots signed somebody. They got Brandon Lloyd, Vincent Jackson went to the
Bucs. We almost signed Ted. He wanted to go back. They're looking for a slot receiver.
Thank God, because they punt returner sucks. God, I hate that dude. Made me watch that horrible ass Super Bowl twice. God, that was a horrible Super Bowl, man. Horrible. It's almost as bad as March Madness.
You ain't watching March Madness.
I know it's bad. College basketball sucks.
Like, did you hate 40?
Yeah, nobody wants to see a 40-42 game.
The shot clock is 35 seconds.
That don't mean coaches have to milk it. Like, we just going to come down and play this Butler ball and dribble the ball around until 3 seconds left and take a shot. And we'll just beat you because you won't have enough possessions. Because we really can't play basketball. We suck.
That's what they did.
That's what Butler did. A lot of these, that's how these mid-majors are competing. People want to think there's balance in the NCAA because the mid-majors can compete. No, they just figured out a way. They play that weak-ass zone defense.
But you hate zone so much.
Zone is, like, play man-to-man. Be a man. Be a man.
But it's all about strategy. If I can't beat
be
you,
be a man. Put
up.
Your name on it.
If I can't beat you man up, then I gotta find a different way to beat you.
No, that means you ain't good enough.
That's like you. I mean, if I bring so, down, like, you play zone and man, like
in football, that's different. In football, that's different. Like, you're not, like, when you play zone, you're not fucking guarding anybody. You're still guarding to, like, no, like, you may,
but in man, you're guarding somebody in football.
And man, you are. In zone, you somewhat guard people. You guard in that spot, but it's not the same. Like, the field is bigger. You're not trying to shoot it into the hoop. Like, people aren't trying to, like, there's weaknesses and, like, in this zone nonsense. It eliminates athleticism from the game. It goes back to that fast-paced razzle-dazzle game that Naismith invented all those years ago with the Peach Basket, where everybody did set shots. And everybody takes a zillion threes in college, and they don't make them. I don't want to see a game
where the 3-point line is like super close.
I don't want to see that game. That's boring. I want to see niggas go to the hole. Like, you got all these big men in there. You don't be seeing dudes go to the hole that much. Even the big man be shooting threes.
Yeah, because Anthony Davis do be shooting threes. I seen it when they play Florida.
It is ridiculous, sir. Utterly ridiculous. And that's why college, like, this shit's horrible. I don't want to watch college basketball because it sucks. And that's why the mid-majors are competing, are being able to be competitive. And zone, it's horrible. Defense. Zone, as Bomani says, is for cowards. Like, Marcus, he said, he played in Division II
yeah.
school, and he said they never ran zone. Never. His coach said, if you can't guard your man, we're not going to make up for your inadequacies. You just going to get beat. And we just going to take that ass whooping. So you better just learn how to play defense. He said, because zone makes, you don't have to learn how to play defense for real.
Or you just really just a spot.
Stay in your spot and make sure nobody gets past you. That's all it is. Like, we're just going to stand here and wave our hands. You don't actually have to learn how to play real defense. And okay, and now they, you can play all this fucking zone in the NBA. And that's the only reason, like, that's why Miami won't ever be able to, like, beat the Bulls 72 and 10
yeah
record. They won't, because back then you couldn't play all that fucking zone, and Jordan and Pippen, and then they can get to the hole with the triangle offense. Like, soon as they start running up and down the court on the Heat, they drop back into that damn zone, and they have to, like, it's their part of their fart. They need to know how to break the zone, but you have good enough athletes in the NBA that they can play zone and keep you out of the paint as much. So that's how people even stay in these games. Like, you've watched the Heat game. They'll be, when that motherfucker's playing a man-to-man, woo, LeBron, there go LeBron, there go Wade, ball spinning off niggas. Then they play that damn zone like Dallas did, but I had to watch the entire finals because they didn't want to play defense.
They played the zone?
Yes, they played the zone.
Because at times I've seen, like, ridiculous matchups like Terry on LeBron and Kidd on LeBron. Because
they were playing zone.
Bosh holding the Whiskey.
No, that's not that crazy.
No, that's not that's crazy, but the
matchup.
Yeah.
Except when LeBron got on by Dirk, put his hand in his face. LeBron is great.
We'll see the end of this year, man.
Mm-hmm. So what, you read that Childish Gambino article, right? What was it talking about?
Basically, like, what I found interesting, he
motherfucker broke his foot. Now I gotta wait 5 months for the concert.
He bastard. All could have been signed to Rock Nation.
That's what's up, Jay. Yeah. What's up? You know, I'm
fell through.
I'm the local Jay Stan, apparently. So Jay, holler at your boy. So let's get Childish Gambino signed to a deal.
Basically, he's moved to 121,000 units.
That's pretty good off of Glass House, especially with his style of music.
He was on 106 and Park.
And David Letterman.
And, yeah, and Letterman.
He was on Letterman first.
Yeah. I can't think of another rapper who's...
Probably Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And Kanye. Like, you gotta be big-time rapper, though. You usually go to 106 and Park first, then you eventually
do all this before your first album drop. This is pretty interesting. All right, we'll talk about where he grew up, his music, why he chose to go independent, because he wanted to put out Camp as it was, and he fight with a label, put that out, and that he wrote it more so for the black culture, for, like, black people, and his point of view, and his, which it was, and which is why it's a great album.
Oh yeah, I love Camp. Childish Gambino, Hot as a Flaming Cheeto. That's not from Camp, but it's one of my favorite.
Yes.
Now, wrong with shit is just true.
True.
So what else we got, man? Is that it?
I believe that is it.
All right. This has been another episode of the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, at Space Mountain, a.k.a. Space Sinatra, a.k.a. Mountain X, a.k.a. Ev Arm, a.k.a. I can't think of nothing else, but...
Oh man.
AKA Scheme Martin.
Hey, at Novocaine 007, Nova Scotia, Villanova, Nova Einstein, Supernova, and any other crazy thing I find with Nova in it, I'm taking.
So you can find our you can go to our blog at Somewhere in Outer Space blog at blogspot.com. You can go subscribe to us on iTunes, send us an email at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com, go to the Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at SPCMTN.
I'm at Novocaine007.
You got your Twitter handle?
Yeah, I was doing something.
That's because you need to tweet.
Like, you threw me off. I was looking at this score.
What's the score? What game is it?
Baylor, Xavier, 67-57. Minutes left.
Come on, Baylor, win. Only because y'all got that kid that needs to go improve his stock so he can get paid them big bucks in the NBA before he blows his knees out in this meaningless-ass tournament. All right, that's been the show. Sorry we didn't get to too much hip-hop, but it's sports every week. past couple weeks, so we decided to touch on that. And ain't nothing worth noting, like Lil Wayne ain't break his neck or nothing skateboarding this week, so ain't nothing to really talk about too much, except I guess, you know, Jay performed at South by Southwest. Go check that out on Vivo on YouTube, or if you got a iPod, iPad, or Android, and you got the Vivo app, check it out, because he performs Lucifer, but he remixed it and put in the Freemason verse from Rick Ross's Freemason, which was dope. And he was looking a little Larry Holmes, so y'all might even join that. He was getting lyrics and shit. Some songs he was mumbling. Oh, it was greatness. So until then, we'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Gotta make that cheese, gotta go on the work. Boy, I gotta cross them seas and make that play, cause I'm ripping like a Russian AK. Stop grinding and chasing the dream. This ain't only for me.
Say what?
Cause I do it for the home team.
I grind
for the home team.
I fall
for the home team.
Stand tall
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
Go win
for the home team.
I work
for the home team.
Go berserk
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
Lit fast in a blunt full of lit grass. Big wheels on a whip, bitch, big ass. In the South, all we do is get cash. Can't do shit but copy and get mad. Eat your heart out, suck a nigga. Willie Lynch ain't the reason I don't fuck with niggas, nah. That's why they don't fuck with me. Can't rock like this, so it's up to see. Offsets on a 65 GT. Do this off spill, all like BP. But I clean up nice. Married to the game, no prenup, nice. No honeymoon, I ain't even throw rice. Eat the whole pie, won't leave no slice. Spit so sick, gotta play that twice. Cole Young G, I don't need to rock ice. And you don't even gotta ask. All up front need all my cash. I go hard in all y'all ass. You can go ahead kiss all my ass. That Marlin stay on my head. You know this, that Florida shit. Y'all niggas know what it is. Dirty South, we run this shit.
Reign supreme, gotta make that cheese. Gotta go on the run. Boy, I gotta cross them seas and make that play, cause I'm ripping like a Russian AK. Stop grinding and chasing the dream. You say only for me.
Say what?
Cause I do it for the home team.
I grind
for the home team.
I fall
for the home team.
Stand tall
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
Go win
for the home team.
I work
for the home team.
Go berserk
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
Hey, ball out with me. Crawl out with me. I hit a light screens and they fall out with me. I'm all out with it. Like ain't said nothing. Niggas bark all day. Ain't scared nothing. Still in the hood like Chevy, that photo. Autographic titties and hoes are taking photos of the bad as a bitch. Bust it open, call it polo, smoke a live. Because bitch, you can tell a nigga though. Hide in the beach. Skies growing tall, them flies to kids. Real too big that the tie won't fit. Hang what I dare, drag them blow fire on this. 100 yards that you couldn't mind my wrist. And mind my tag. Bitch, too close, shit, mind my sway. Trunk on glow, tool on deck. The blind couldn't mind my flesh. I think I'm on fire, Patron, six, piece of my ties, green, whip it. Cut though, look at it swing. Never seen a sign, well, look at it bang. Look at my name, who said I ain't came? Send it there, throw some paper, look at it brain. Pull on my label, pull on my frame. Reclining with diamonds against my
brain. Supreme, gotta make that cheese. Gotta go on the run, boy, I gotta cross them seas. And make that play, cause I'm ripping like a Russian AK. Stop grinding and chasing the dream. This ain't only for me.
Say what?
Cause I do it for the home team.
I grind
for the home team.
I fall
for the home team.
Stand tall
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
Go win
for the home team.
I work
for the home team.
Go berserk
for the home team. I do this for the home team.
From the ATL to Orlando, ain't a state that I can't go. I just sit in the house on my ass, cause y'all already know what I stand for. Paint pictures, I'm Van Gogh. Promoters paid like Sandro. In the studio wearing sandals, blowing fruit grass, no banjo. Was a hoodlum like Bumpy. I'm good, son, I'm comfy like Gundy. But niggas still wanna jump me like bungee cords. So I play my car smart like Jim Rummy Ford. Rappers that's mad cause they can't out rap this country, boy. Plus they bitches want me. You act like y'all married kids. Who are you? Al Bundy. You the strip club, but the stripper without throwing a bill up, that's Chauncey. I got a pretty pussy passenger with me, and she ain't wearing no undies. Oh my bad, is this your chick up in my front seat? Obviously she like being around bread. I call that bitch lunch meat, but I'm tight with the ends like Shanko. We tell them lies, we prank calls. Got a sun trust, on wheels. Nigga, that's what I call a bankroll. I reign supreme with the same regime. We kill the hooks, my game's Kareem.
My verse is Kobe, I'll change my number before I change my team.
Brain supreme, gotta make that cheese. Gotta go on the run, boy, I gotta cross them seas and make that play, cause I'm ripping like a Russian 8K.
Can't stop grinding, I'm chasing a dream. You say only for me.
Say what?
Cause I do it for the home team.
I grind
for the home
hey,
team.
I'm ball.
For the home
stand
team.
Stand tall.
For the home team. I do this for the home team.
Go win.
For the home team.
I work.
For the home team.
Go berserk.
For the home team. I do this for the home team.